This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota will join us at the bottom of the hour. Next hour, it's the Answer Man edition of What's on Your Mind. Just very simply, think of a question that you've long wanted an answer to, not been able to find, and you want to know what the deal is. We're going to take the challenge, get you an answer as soon as we can. We're not the answer people, so we're not going to play one on TV. Or I guess this is radio, isn't it? But we are going to track down the answer for you, as a matter of fact. President Trump is leaving for Texas. He'll speak in Midland, Texas. This, by the way, is an energy speech, largely dealing with the oil and gas situation. So a lot of that speech later today will pertain to North Dakota as well. So look forward to that. While he was leaving or on his way out the door, you know, the reporters, of course, fire 1,000 questions at him, and the helicopters whirring in the background, the Marine One, so you can barely hear everything. But I heard enough to hear him say that things are not going well on the COVID relief because the Democrats want to bail out Democratic-run cities. They want big money for the cities to reward them for horrific leadership in those cities. He made a great offense, and if we can find this and pull this up, Kevin, some point, that'd be wonderful. But he really, I think this is something, by the way, that resonates, too. I think the president, you know, you might say the Democrats look to benefit from COVID more than the president. I don't think that's right, but I just think that, you know, that's mostly, I think, because in a crisis, you know, in a storm, you want a calming force. You want someone to say, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. President Trump is not a it's going to be okay kind of president. President Trump is, where's the fire? I'm putting that sucker out. Right? And he's charging in with the hose, and he's going to put it out. And he does it very, very well. And I would argue it's what we need now more than anything if we're actually going to survive as a republic in the United States of America. And you only need to look to these cities. Now, I think that benefits him. You know, I might be, look, you're going to have the crazies with every color of hair under the sun and such that think Donald Trump's the Antichrist. Okay, so they're gone. And by the way, they come in all shapes, sizes, forms, whatever. They're all God's children. I'm not mocking them. I'm not saying I love every one of them. Okay, but they wouldn't vote for Trump on a bet, and they foam at the mouth when you say his name. Okay, they just flip out. You can't have a reasonable conversation with them. We all know people like this, right? And then you have folks on the other side that, I mean, they are the Trump sign in the yard, Trump hats, vocal about it. You know, I mean, you couldn't persuade them to vote for somebody different for, you know, millions of dollars per vote. Okay? And both are pretty sizable as politics goes. They're pretty sizable. But in that middle are people that aren't, they don't necessarily like politics. They're watching all this, but they're easily swayed. I think they're a little snowflakey. They melt kind of easy, right? They're that crowd that want to be comforted in a storm. So when there seems like there's COVID chaos, they get freaked out and they don't. So they sway back. Oh, maybe the Democratic side better way to go. But I think when they see cities being assaulted by these riots.
Protests.
They're not exactly going to jump up and down and say, oh, those crazy Democrats, but they're going to file it away. They're going to file it away and they're quiet. So I think President Trump's response to the chaos of protests, attacks on police, and it's everywhere. There's a group called One Fargo, very poorly named, because their mission is protest. Their mission is victimhood. Their mission is hating cops. They don't want to make the police better. They want to get their picture in the paper. So we have a very, very good leader who is retiring as the police department chief of police in Fargo, a guy by the name of David Todd. I mean, you just can't find a better human being. I'll never forget when I asked him about the first protest after the violent protest turned riot in downtown Fargo. I said, you know, what's your top concern now? I'm expecting him to say, well, we got intelligence about this, we got intelligence about that. He said, I just want people to pray. I want them to pray because, you know, every one of us has got a knot in our stomach right now. We don't know what's going to happen. We just want a good outcome. They got it. Well, anyway, the thanks he gets for that is a protest on his retirement day from these people. So that's quote-unquote one Fargo. And we saw what happened in downtown Fargo. My point is it's in Fargo, it's in Seattle, it's in Portland, it's in Minneapolis. It's sort of everywhere. It's in every state, and I think that ultimately is going to help them. I really do. And so the Democrats, their idea is to bail these big cities out. If you didn't see Bill Barr yesterday, the attorney general, being asked questions, we're going to play some clips today. Clearly, common decency is dead. In politics, just common decency in how you treat another person is dead. It's okay to have a robust argument of differences. This is talk radio. This isn't for the faint of heart, right? All opinions welcome. We're going to do a little rough and tumble every now and then, let you know what we think. That's fine. But the idea that you'd call up the Attorney General of the United States and treat him like dirt is unbelievable to me. It's unbelievable. I'm going to go to some calls here because we have some open phone time at the bottom of the hour. Christy Nome at the bottom of the hour and the next hour, the answer man, okay? Otherwise, anything on your mind? I want to talk about these doctors, too, that are getting quite the treatment. And a couple of things on my mind, but I welcome what's on yours. The president went on to say in this little briefing for reporters on his way to the helicopter, Stephen Mnuchin was asked, he was with him, how we coming? We're far apart. I forget how he said it, but basically, you know, a long ways apart on anything. So the president's talking about extending parts of the current COVID relief, including unemployment insurance. Now, it'll be interesting to see what happens there and what that amount is, because, you know, it ends 7/31 in North Dakota. Governor Burgum has said it should end and will end here. So, because employers have had trouble getting employees back. But he'll be faced with that choice now a little more clearly, obviously, with this possible extension. I'd be curious what you think should happen there. So, let's get to your calls on the program. Todd, the radio god, is here.
Hello.
As always. Hello, Todd. How are you?
Well, not always, but...
Not Tuesdays, but otherwise, yeah. Sometimes he's unavoidably detained. Kevin Flynn is here, manning the bumpers and the sound bites. Chris Larson, our producer. He'll be the answer man later, so we're here for you. Leah is here. Leah Beckstrom is doing our social media today. And if you haven't yet signed up for What's On Your Mind Radio Twitter, you're missing out. All the good stuff right there. Okay, Frank on the road. Frank, take it away.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I got a question about hydroxychloroquine. Dr. Stella Emanuel, she said if you test our politicians, they all have hydroxychloroquine in their urine test. They're all on it. That's what she was saying.
I don't think she knows that. She's assuming that. She also said that Chris Cuomo. Not Chris. Yeah, Chris, the CNN guy, had talked about weird dreams that he had had. And she talked about previously, not yesterday, but whatever day that was. She also said that, you know, a lot of the patients have wild dreams. And she even talked about some thing where a patient had reported demons having sexual relations in a in a dream to illustrate how bizarre the dreams are, right? This is evidently a patient of hers told her, I had this kind of dream. And I guess you get very weird dreams on this. Well, anyway, now, of course...
weird dreams anyway.
Yeah, but not, but what they're doing now is using that information to, of course, pillage her as though she's some sort of wacko.
Now you're going to get people that want to be on it and get the weird dreams.
Not me. No, no.
Was that Epstein Island? Were they dreaming about Epstein Island?
Frank, what are they going to...
Always into the punchline, and there it is, folks.
I don't think so. But anyway, because when I first saw this, a demon, what is this? And oh my gosh, then you dig
into it. Hydrochloroquine, weird dreams, and no COVID?
Sounds like an upside there. What are you going to choose? Yeah, exactly right. Henry in Fargo has a question for me. I'll happily answer. Chris behind him when we continue. Don't go away.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamjackNorth.com. That's RamjackNorth.com.
Everyone is essential in Minnesota, especially our students. Some people are talking about not reopening schools this fall, but we can't let our kids fall further behind. Everybody knows online learning is no substitute for being in the classroom. We cannot stay shut down forever. The majority of parents agree. It is time to reopen Minnesota schools. Add your name to the growing list of parents at openmnschools.com. That's openmnschools.com.
Brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dream. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Brought to you by our friends at Pucklet, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Bismarck, Valley City. Two great stores to serve you, Pucklet Chevrolet, Valley City. Of course, Pucklet, Chevy, Buick, GMC in Valley City. And the gang over at Pucklet in Valley City has a like-new SUV. They're going to want you to see. It's a 2017 Chevy Equinox LT. It's a very popular midsize SUV. This one is all-wheel drive, sharp white color. Guess how many miles, guys? 24,000 miles.
Oh, man, that's nothing.
Aluminum wheels, remote start, backup camera, five-person seating. It's on the lot right now at $19,995. Today only, you tell him you heard about it on the radio, you drive it home for $18,699. Think about that. You got a vehicle with 24,000 miles is all. That's like new. You buy it brand new off the lot and it has 24,000 miles on it. You still think it's unbelievable.
Just broken in.
Call them at 800-401-4352 or stop by. Take it for a spin. You can go online to PucklichValleyCity.com to find out more. Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Great deal there in Valley City. And if you're in Bismarck, make sure you stop and see Steve and the whole crew there. And Elise and the whole family. Pucklich crew. North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right. Give me a little Bill Barr from yesterday. Pick your favorite cut and roll it.
Oh, it would have to be this one again.
Have you now called for law enforcement to stop using these chemical irritants on protesters? Yes or no?
Pepper spray?
Yes.
No.
No?
I think it's a very important non-lethal option.
For protesters?
No, for rioters.
That was my question. For protesters?
No, for rioters.
Yes, for protesters.
No, for rioters.
See, I mean, this is outstanding.
You have to tell her.
You can play it again and stop it after he says pepper spray, because the way he says pepper spray makes me want to hug the guy. I just can't.
Have
even...
you now called for law enforcement to stop using these chemical irritants on protesters? Yes or no?
Pepper spray?
You mean now, well, I love their exchange. Rioters, protesters, rioters.
Right. this is the problem.
It is.
You know, this is the problem. Remember, as you pointed out during the break, Todd, the folks at the Dakota Access Pipeline were called protesters. Yeah.
Peaceful protesters.
Right. Yeah, with canisters that maim, young girls of chemicals. Those are protesters.
Peaceful protesters, right.
Yeah,
right.
And by the way, protesters illegally on core land. they had no permit, no nothing.
Okay,
they're lawbreakers.
Let me flip it around. In their defense, it's not like anybody was kicking them off that land. It's not like the feds cared.
Well, who was the president at the time?
Not have happened in a Trump administration. No way.
No, I mean they were allowed to. I mean, that's why I said the federal government owes the state of North Coast still, and that's being litigated. But I mean,
yes,
it's their fault. They own it 100%. But again, if we can't even agree on what a rioter is versus a protester carries a sign, is mad about something, does nothing. What this woman wants, by pepper spray being banned, actually is more dangerous.
Oh.
As the Attorney General points out, a non-lethal option to turn down
We come up with a different compound to spray at them.
I mean, if you didn't have
spray big gay at them, and they'll go away too. I mean,
you know, pepper spray in downtown Fargo, you probably would have had deaths.
I say, where's the manure gun when you need it? That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying. You know what it is? Let me ask you this. I mean, the thing is, if you say something enough and you repeat it enough, it becomes the truth. That's what they're doing. Those are protesters.
They do it very well.
Oh, it's
they
brilliant.
Do it very well. But you know what? People aren't dumb.
Amen.
You can look on your television screen. I can look at that pile of garbage that was about to, destroy any environmental upside protection argument by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe if it had ended up in the river from protesters. That's what they called them. What they were was eco-terrorists. And there was a whole lot of crime going on in that encampment. By the way, it was basically Chaz. It was Chaz before there was a Chaz.
Right.
Right along the Cannonball River.
Yep. Hey, so would a water cannon be an irritant? Because it only sprays water.
Unnecessary force. See, they're going to have a term for every one of these things.
Not irritant, though.
Yeah.
They just said we got to get rid of the irritants.
Okay.
Water cannon is simply water.
It'll change, yeah.
I'll do it. And then you've got the soccer moms joining arms protecting the little kiddos.
Yeah, right.
That's unreal.
Yeah, I know.
Here's one of them.
For protesters.
No, for rioters.
Yes, for protesters.
No, for rioters.
God bless the man. God bless the man.
I'm saving that.
And by the way, he got treated like dirt yesterday. It was unbelievable.
Awful.
Henry in Fargo has a question for me. What is it, Henry? Lay it on me.
Hey, Scott, it's not a question. It's more of a comment. You gave some statistics about Trump's percentage that would do anything for Trump and the ones that whatever. You really got to replace Trump's name with America, because these Democrats aren't anti-Trump. They're anti-America. And you saw what the Democrats will do in that committee with Nadler. If they get power, America as we know it is over. And I'm not demeaning Trump. Trump's a great president, probably the greatest president since Lincoln, and he's got a great brand. But these people aren't anti-Trump. They're anti-America.
So your point is the pro-American side, if it loses, and you're not even saying that, you know, you believe that Trump's the only one that can save America, but if we don't vote for him this time and they win, we won't recognize America. So therefore, the battle is against them and America, as we know.
That is correct. They're trying to destroy the Trump brand. He's got a great brand. He's a great president. I'm not belittling Trump, but this isn't really about Trump. It doesn't matter who would be in office. Thank God it is Trump, somebody with the fortitude to be able to take this every day, day in and day out, 24/7. Yeah. So thank God it is Trump. But it isn't about Trump. It's about America, people. Wake up. Democrat, Republican, whatever. Look what they want to do to our country.
Henry, appreciate the call. Well said. Texter says, we either need to stop the unemployment insurance and get back to work or come up with a plan to test for influenza weekly also and give up our freedom to the radicalists. Dallas in Tioga, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just got, two questions. The first one is currently the hydrochlorothiazide being used in North Dakota? And I guess the other one is, if you come down with the COVID, would that be able to be available and prescribed if you wanted it?
It's been around for 60 years.
So oh, yeah.
You absolutely can ask your doctor for it. And I think all this hubbub over is it safe, is it not safe, but your doctor is the person I would ask. I mean, if tomorrow I was diagnosed with COVID, I'd say, hey, I want the stuff I can't say.
Hydrochloroquine.
Hydrochloroquine. Kevin has to say it for me.
You wouldn't call Fauci for advice on that?
I wouldn't call Fauci.
Careful how you ask. You might end up with Hydrox cookies or something.
Yeah. But my point is, I would imagine it is. I don't know because that's sort of it's a privacy thing, right? We don't know where it's being prescribed. That was this doctor's point. What's her name? Dr. Hilder? The woman from
Nigeria?
Nigeria.
Yeah.
You know, she was saying, you know, all kinds of people are taking this, getting better, but then not doing anything to inform people on how it helps because it's better to be anti-Trump and, you know, say this is terrible. So,
did you see some of those comments on that video yesterday?
Is that crazy? Does that give you your answer, Dallas?
Well, I heard yesterday that some governors, it sounded like, are prohibiting it. And so that's why I was curious. Is it available? Obviously, I'm assuming then.
It is because it's available for, lupus and many other things. But when you say prohibiting it, I don't know. Let me check into that. That might be one for the answer man early here. We'll do a little digging. Okay, Dallas? A governor, in my mind, shouldn't be able to ban a drug. That should be a doctor-patient deal, especially when it's already out there. Governor Kristi Noem, when we come back, and more of your calls on the way.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says serious negotiations with Democrats over a new pandemic-related stimulus bill continue. The Kentucky Republican saying there is zero chance, though, that America can get back to normal if businesses get sued because of the pandemic, which is why he says
no bill will be put on the Senate floor. It does not have liability protection.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says the Republican bill as proposed just doesn't cut it.
It is ununified, unserious,
completely unsatisfactory.
The New York Democrat says the bill is full of giveaways to corporations. The number of U.S. COVID-19 deaths has passed 150,000, and Florida, Arkansas, Oregon, and Montana all saw their highest single-day death toll from the virus yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way, brought to you in part by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at My Pillow. Right now, best mattress topper ever. Comes with a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry the cover, made in the USA, backed with Mike's 60-day money-back guarantee. But the best part of this is that three-layer design. So you have the My Pillow foam for support. You have transitional foam to help relieve pressure points. You have ultra-soft, patented temperature-regulating cover. That combo is what does it. And right now, 30% off when you use the promo code SCOTT. Plus, they throw in 2 standard MyPillows absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com. I'd get a few beach blankets and beach towels, too. The colors are incredible. Great designs on those. That's new. And it's using that Giza Egyptian cotton, too. Call them at 800-506-9028. Use promo code SCOTT or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code SCOTT. Governor Kristi Noem back with us on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Governor. How are you?
I'm doing good. I have My Pillows on almost every bed in my house, so I'm a fan.
Oh, they're the best, aren't they?
They are, absolutely.
I kind of like buying things from people who share our values, too. That's kind of nice when you know
somebody. That's an added benefit. You're right.
Yeah, exactly right. How's things in South Dakota?
You know, we're doing pretty good. We got a little bit of rain here last night in Pierre, which was needed, and people are doing well. The economy is growing. People are working, and we're going to go back to school here in a couple of weeks.
And that's a debate going on in every state, how to do it. You know, you famously, through much of COVID, said, be smart, folks. Go ahead and do what you're going to do. And just, you know, we're not going to put a ton of restrictions on you. One of the freest states in the country in allowing people to make their choices. And that obviously worked out great. Are you handling the school situation the same way?
We are. Kids are going to be back in the classroom. We've got every school district doing it a little bit differently. But I think they understand that our kids need the advantage of in-classroom learning, that distance learning, you know, was something that occurred for a few months here earlier this year, but that our kids just didn't accomplish or keep up the way that they needed to. So only about 70% of learning happened typically across the board with kids. So it worked a little, but it wasn't effective. So we need to get them back in with the teachers and make sure that we're taking some mitigation measures, washing hands a lot, but also making sure that those kids have the advantage of getting an education to help them be successful in life.
Tell me more about the 70% number. So the analysis of the time that they were distance learning, they only got about 70% of, you know, took hold or, you know, and the efficiency of the education wasn't as well. What does that number mean?
Well, the preliminary research showed that kids will return to school in the fall with only about 70% of the learning gains that they would have made if they had been in the classroom. That's in reading. And if you look at math, it's only about 50%. And if you remember, all the research shows us that these early years are incredibly important to preparing kids for the rest of their lives. And what we've seen here in South Dakota is that the most vulnerable children, those that live in poverty or maybe don't have a stable home life, are the ones who suffered the most. In fact, I had some school districts come back to me and say, we had 30% of our students that didn't even check in. Their parents never followed through on any educational resources. We don't know where they are. Our administrators, our teachers have been trying to follow up with them. Just having them in the classroom will allow us to feed them a hot meal once a day to see how they're doing. And to make sure that there's not any kind of neglect going on. So that's the reality that a lot of our kids are dealing with. And the role that the school, unfortunately, has to play is making sure that those kids and their welfare is put first.
Yeah, no question about it. And obviously, some of the teachers' unions have been challenging related to sort of the push to say, hey, they're not getting the education they need, so we got to get them back, raising concerns there. How do you mitigate that?
Well, we've got some fantastic teachers in South Dakota, and two-thirds of them aren't in the vulnerable population. So they have a real mission and desire to see these kids again and to be with them. They know that the number of cases of child abuse that's reported and neglect have been dramatically decreasing because they're not in the classroom. They're usually the first ones to point out when a child isn't being taken care of appropriately. So they have a strong desire to do that. Now, if we do have teachers that are older or have health conditions, you know, every school district is making some measures appropriate for them to put into place. So they may be teaching some of the online classes, they may be social distancing, but that kind of flexibility that we've allowed our school districts, I think, has been incredibly helpful to make sure we're meeting all the concerns.
I had the pleasure of attending that marvelous celebration you put on with the President Trump and so many others as part of the 4th of July celebration underneath Mount Rushmore. And, I mean, I still am pinching myself. This is like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Not only the president below Mount Rushmore, you've got the 4th of July weekend, Independence Day. You've got, the Blue Angels. You've got Air Force One doing a flyby Mount Rushmore. You've got Marine One doing a flyby Mount Rushmore. An incredible program, incredible music. It just was a pinch-yourself moment. You're still glowing about that great day?
Well, I think it was a really special night, and it was exactly what we needed in this country to remind us that we're all Americans. We have a lot to be proud of, and we're a special country. You know, for me personally, I was kind of so wrapped up in all the details and concerned about everything going well and the timing and getting him in. He gave a fantastic speech, and then making sure everybody was safe. For me, you know, that when it was over, I breathed a sigh of relief that it went well. I have to go back really and kind of watch it to really enjoy all the visuals that people had the chance to do in the crowd. But what an honor for us to be able to have the President of the United States at Mount Rushmore, which is our national monument to our liberties and freedoms. And we were so glad to host him and thankful that we could send that message to the entire country on America's birthday.
You're right about his speech. I mean, that's the kind of speech I think anybody, whether you're a big fan of the president's, whether you're not, whether you're in the middle, and, to just listen to the words of that speech and how he delivered it and how heartfelt it was, really just talking about America and freedom and so many things, is pretty amazing. There's no question about that. And by the way, I know there was a lot of hand-wringing early on from folks mostly outside South Dakota about how do you put that many people around the president and next to each other? And, you know, there was, as you said early on, not possible to do social distancing with a limited amount of space to be able to get a decent amount of people in there. And no flare-up from that whatsoever as well. So that was an interesting testament to just, you know, proceeding with things that are happening outside, just being smart, right?
Yeah, we told people if you weren't comfortable coming to stay home. If you were in the vulnerable population and were concerned to stay home, but that we weren't going to be able to social distance at this event. And we did testing of everybody that was close to the president or in proximity, but we don't have any reported cases from that event. And I think that is a testimony to people being responsible, doing the right things, washing their hands, making smart decisions. There was a few masks in the crowd and we handed them out at the gate. But I think that it was up to people and personal responsibility to make sure that they protected their health and it worked. So I think that, again, just points to, common sense. And this virus is serious. We've always taken it serious, but we also know that we can't give up our liberties for a little bit of security, that we have to continue living, have a quality of life, and make sure we're raising our kids and protecting our constitutional freedoms.
If you have a question or comment for the governor today on What's on Your Mind, Governor Kristi Noem with us, 800-228-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Texter wants to know about the checkpoints at CRST. They need to go away. I'm afraid something bad is going to happen before the Sturgis rally is over.
Yeah, you know, there is still some checkpoints up at the Cheyenne River tribe. And, you know, for us, the state doesn't have a role. People have been asking us to do something. This is a federal issue, and it is a violation of federal law that these checkpoints are established on federal and state highways. And so we have obviously had the Attorney General has done investigations and sent that into the federal government to show that there has been violations of law, that we certainly have given the tribe a plan to where they could set up these checkpoints on BIA roads, on tribal roads, and that we would, as a state, help facilitate and do that to protect public health, but that the law matters, and we follow the law, and these checkpoints are not doing that currently. So we're trying to work with the federal government to do their job, although the state doesn't have the tools that it needs to deal with this situation. We're hearing a lot of complaints. We've had hundreds and hundreds of people that have been stopped, that have been turned around, that are just trying to pass through the area that aren't able to do that. And I have very good relationships with a lot of our tribal members and communities. And unfortunately, this is one of those areas that we haven't seen resolved, but we certainly do hope that this tribal chairman and his council will understand that we will do everything in our power and will continue to do that to protect public health, but we can't continue to allow this kind of disruption that violates federal law to continue as well, because when you pick and choose which laws you follow and which ones you don't is when we fall into civil unrest and disorder that doesn't, it actually erodes our way of life.
Also had a lot of questions about the investigations going on with the Packers, the federal investigation on price fixing. And ultimately, you know, I think people just want a solution, something that will address the price situation and also the limited amount of folks in the packing world. Any preferred solution that you have that you see on the table? I know there's federal legislation being debated, everything else. What's the fix in your mind?
Well, the federal government needs to fix it. I think our congressional delegation is focused on it, but this has been an issue for decades. I mean, I have heard complaints about Packers for decades, and it just needs to be done. What we're doing in South Dakota is thinking out of the box to establish a lot more smaller processing facilities. I think we have 13 to 16 of them under construction right now, and expansions going on to try to diversify that processing line that we have here and to add value to products right here in South Dakota. But we're also going to be unveiling some other activities that we're doing to allow more sale of processed beef and meats in South Dakota to happen across state lines as well. So we're pushing the federal government to conduct a fair investigation and analysis without an agenda and to deal with the Packers and how they're manipulating the markets. But also in South Dakota, we're not going to just sit back and wait for it to get fixed by the federal government. We're continuing to push other ways to allow our ranchers and those that are in the livestock industry to be able to be treated fairly and to get a fair price for their goods.
We always appreciate the time. Love our South Dakota listeners. Got a lot of them. And I'm coming back down for a Lincoln Day dinner September 11th in Rapid City. So we're looking forward to that. Governor, thanks for the time.
Oh, fantastic. We'll see you then. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And we may see you before then, actually, because or is that after that? I forget. But sometime in September, Big Iron is happening. I know you have an invite for that, so hopefully that works out for your schedule. Great. We'd love to have you come up and talk with some farmers and ranchers who love you. Thanks, Kristi.
Good deal. Thanks so much, Scott. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Okay, we'll take a break. Folks, back to your calls, questions, comments on What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Don't go away.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got five tours for 2021. We do still have one tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free, 701-237-9000, juventours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. Juventours and Travel, 237-9000, juventours.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to bluegreenbooster.com, bluegreenbooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. bluegreenbooster.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Smell that home cooking? Oh, my gosh. Yes, how can you help it? That's the Swedish meatballs you're smelling, and you're probably right about exit 292 in Valley City right now. Or maybe it's the lasagna you smell. That should cause your vehicle automatically to veer off I-94, exit 292 Valley City for PetroServe USA, and they're home cooking with grab-and-go convenience today. There's a Chef's Choice in Harwood. Lasagna on 12th Avenue North Fargo, and lasagna with garlic toast. Lasagna wins the day today.
Did you know it is National Lasagna Day today as well?
They obviously do.
Obviously, they knew that.
PetroServe USA.
There you go. Fantastic.
What is not to love about lasagna?
Oh, come on.
But you can't go foofy on lasagna. Just give me the beef. Give me the,
foofy?
You know, the foofy. Yeah, I don't want foofy lasagna.
You don't want foodie lasagna? Like chicken fettuccine?
Yeah, where you get all, put all kinds of crazy
chicken
stuff.
Chicken fettuccine
right
is not lasagna. It's chicken fettuccine.
That's true. Yeah.
My favorite is, I see a sign once in a while for a special, vegetable lasagna. I'm like, that's not lasagna. That's something that belongs in a
well,
garden.
Well, get away from me. Technically, beef is a vegetable because what do you think the cow's been eating?
Ah, there you go. So anyway, all those great lasagna specials and more. And remember, they all come with two sides and a bun. PetroServe USA. Home of the 4-for-4 deal. Choose your favorite single topping, personal, or breakfast pizza. All their locations have that. The pizza, the two fresh-baked cookies, the 20-ounce drink, four items, $4. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you, and you can fill up with the lowest price gas on the planet. Unleaded 88. Put that in. That's right. You're going to love the price of that. Take a look. Jim is on the road on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, I was just saying the, as far as the mask goes, or last week you had a guy on there that was saying there's a 2015 study saying that you more apt to get sick wearing a mask. And apparently we must have proved that in Burley County our COVID cases have gone way up since the stores started demanding masks.
That is interesting. I wonder...
Basically, it's, you know, when you think about it, you're breathing out, your air, your breath is moist. That's basically like a petri dish.
Well, I know. I mean, again,
especially mine.
If somebody can show me something that says, Scott, you wear this, you will have X percent less chance of giving someone something, and if they wear one, they'll have less chance. I've not seen it anywhere. What I've seen is a lot of sheeple going, oh, wear a mask, okay, I'll wear a mask. You know, it started out was either social distance, which is a stupid word, social distance, physical distance, or the mask, and now it's both. And I don't know. I just think you got to do your own research and decide for yourself what makes sense. But, boy, I'd forgotten about that 2015 study. And I thought as I remembered it, it was that if you wear one, you have a certain percent chance of getting something because, you know, bacteria in the mask or whatever, but not necessarily more of what you're trying to prevent. In this case, COVID. You know what I mean? I don't know which is true, but I hadn't thought of that correlation, too, between more mask wearing and higher cases in Burley and Mandan County. Here's something for the answer man. We're going to do the answer man next hour. Here's another answer man question, Chris Larson. Are you ready for the challenge? Chris Larson, our fine producer, he's right over here on Google, whatever we're at, Google Meet. Are you there, Google Meet?
Absolutely, let's go.
Come in, Google Meet. Okay,
is
do me
M-E-E-T
a favor.
M-E-E-T or M-E-A-T?
I don't know, but I'm hungry now. So, so here's the question. Can you take a look at the Burley and Mandan County testing and show a spike related to, I guess the question I have is, more tests, more cases. In other words, was there a spike in cases specifically in Burley Mandan? Are we able to break down the county-by-county tests?
Yes.
We are. Okay, so find that out for me. That'd be interesting. Because I think it might be a case of more testing, meaning more cases. Not necessarily more masks, meaning more cases. But we'll check it out, Jim, and I appreciate your call very much. Brian in Aberdeen, South Dakota, home of Governor Kristi Noemann. It was great chatting with her. A lot of text after that I didn't get a chance to get to her because she was only on for one segment today. But a lot of you believe she might be a president one day. Somebody even said, mark my words, the first woman president will be Kristi Noemann. Could be. She's amazing. She is great. What's on your mind, Brian?
I'd vote for her.
Darn right. Probably already
did. I was wondering about something that I didn't hear mentioned in regards to the bar hearing that Jerry Nadler chaired. I watched part of that hearing online, choked down as much as I could of it online. And I was left with a sense of how could anyone see this without thinking that the Democrats had some kind of agenda? Well, I found out after that every major cable and broadcast network, CBS, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, all of them, broadcast Nadler's opening remarks and then cut away. And so I just it struck me as, you know, Barr was beclowning these guys, but they just didn't show it on TV.
And the and majority of people probably would get it from that form, rather, or a summary in the newspaper or whatever. So you get your answer to the question, how could anybody think there was anything other than a Democratic charade? Well, it's because of where they get their media. And thus lies a problem in America, Brian, right?
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.